Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave-style breakbeat modulation blueprint from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that restless, rolling DNB energy that feels hot, warped, and alive. The goal here is not just to make a break loop. We're building a system, a groove that can breathe, evolve, and sit comfortably in a roller, a darkstep drop, a jungle-inspired section, or even a halftime switch-up. The big idea is simple. In drum and bass, movement is everything. If the drums have controlled chaos in the mids, a stable low-end foundation, micro variation in velocity and timing, and automation that makes the loop feel played instead of copied, you've already won half the battle. Set your project up around 172 to 174 BPM in 4/4. Create three main groups right away: drums, bass, and effects or atmos. That keeps the session organized and makes it easier to think like an arranger instead of just a loop maker. I also recommend working with a two-bar loop as your core idea. In DNB, a short loop can hit hard, but it needs enough variation to stay alive. Start by loading in a break sample. Something classic, something jungle-leaning, or something clean and punchy that already has a bit of character. If the break is busy, that's fine. We're going to shape it. Warp it only if you need to, and try to keep the transients feeling natural. If you want more control, slice it to a new MIDI track so you can rearrange the hits. If you prefer audio editing, duplicate the clip and chop it manually. The important thing here is to preserve the backbone. Keep the kick and snare relationship strong. Don't let too much low-end rumble from the break fight your future sub. But do keep the ghost hats, the little rattles, and the tiny in-between details, because that's where the groove gets its personality. For the first bar, stay close to the original break. For the second bar, add one or two small edits. Maybe a hat lift, maybe a snare drag, maybe an extra kick pickup. That tiny change is what keeps the loop from sounding like a copy-paste. Now let's tighten it up. A really good move is to load the break into Simpler on a MIDI track, if you want deeper control. Slice mode is great if you want to play individual hits. Classic mode works well if you're thinking more in terms of resampling and playback. Keep the envelope short and punchy. If the sample is harsh, a light low pass can help, but don't overprocess it too early. After that, add drum bus. This is where you can start giving the break some body and attitude. A little drive goes a long way. Keep the boom subtle or off unless the sample really needs it. Add just enough transient to sharpen the attack. And if you want some edge, a tiny bit of crunch can help. Then go into a Q8 and clean up the low end. High pass gently if the break has rumble. Trim a little boxiness around the low mids if needed, and soften the top a touch if the hats feel brittle. Now bring in groove. Ableton's groove pool can do a lot of subtle magic here. Don't go crazy. You want light swing, not a drunken shuffle. Start with a small amount of timing and velocity groove and apply it selectively. The idea is to make the break feel like it's bending, not like it's falling apart. This is the first step toward that heatwave feeling, where the groove seems to shimmer and lean forward. Next, program ghost notes. This is where the break starts to feel human and propulsive. You can duplicate the break and strip it down to just hats, little snare whispers, rim textures, and tiny kick pickups. Or you can build a parallel percussion lane with sliced fragments. Add quiet ghost snares before the main backbeats, tiny hat pickups leading into the snare, and maybe one displaced percussion hit at the end of the bar to act as a loop hook. Keep the velocity range controlled. Main snares should stay strong and consistent. Ghost notes should live much lower, often in the softer velocity range, so they're felt more than heard. In DNB, velocity often matters more than adding extra notes. It gives you that illusion of human drift without destroying the grid. That little fluctuation is what makes the groove feel alive. Now we get to the heart of the blueprint, modulation. This is the modulate part of the lesson, and it's what turns a good break into a moving object. Put auto filter on the break group, or on a parallel heat bus if you want to keep the original break stable. Try a low pass filter tight, and automate the cutoff so it opens across one or two bars. You can also use a slow automation curve, or Live 12 modulation tools if you want to get more advanced with it. The point is to make the drum energy rise and fall in phrases, not randomly. A really useful technique is to create a parallel heat bus. Send a duplicate of the break there and process it with saturator, autofilter, and maybe a little redux if you want some roughness. Keep the distortion filtered so the low end stays clean. Let the grit live mostly in the mids and highs. You can also use utility here to control the width and level. Sometimes narrowing the texture just a bit makes the whole thing hit harder. Sometimes widening only the upper percussion gives it more air. Once that processed layer feels good, print it, resample it, Record a bar or two of the movement into audio. This is a huge part of making DNB drums feel authored instead of endlessly tweaked. When you commit to audio, you stop thinking like someone adjusting a loop and start thinking like someone sculpting a record. Now bring in the bass, but do it with intention. The bass should answer the break, not fight it. A classic approach is to build a sub and mid layer separately. Use operator or wave eatable for a re-sub hybrid if you want a dark DNB foundation. Keep the sub clean, mono, and centered. Let the mid layer do the movement and the dirt. If you want harmonic density, add a touch of saturator or roar on the mid layer, but keep the bottom controlled. When you write the bass line, leave space for the drums to speak. Think in phrases. A sustained note on beat one can work well. Then answer it with a short syncopated stab later in the bar. In the second bar, vary the rhythm or pitch a little. The idea is call and response. The drums deliver the tension, and the bass locks into the gaps. That's why this genre works so well. The drum complexity and the bass weight are constantly negotiating with each other. After that, focus on the relationship between the drum bus and the bass bus. Use sidechain compression lightly if needed, especially if the kick needs a little more breathing room. You usually don't need huge gain reduction. Even 1 to 4 dB can be enough. On the drum bus, a light glue compressor can help glue the section together without flattening it. Then check your EQ. Keep the sub mono below roughly 120 Hz. Carve space if the kick and bass are fighting, and clean up any low mid buildup that masks the snare. Here's a very important teacher note. Listen to the drums by themselves. If the drums can't carry momentum without the bass will not magically fix it. The break needs to already feel like it's saying something. Ask yourself, what is this bar saying before the bass answers it? That mindset helps you treat the break as lead rhythm, not just percussion. Now let's turn the two bar blueprint into a real arrangement. A good starting shape is four bars of intro texture, then a full groove, then more ghost note activity and filter opening, then a fill or variation to transition out. Use automation to make the section feel like it's expanding. Open the filter on one element while slightly narrowing another. That contrast often sounds bigger than simply adding more tracks. For fills, keep them short and purposeful. A classic DNB move is to mute the bass for a beat near the end of a phrase, then add a snare roll, a break slice climb, or a reverse accent, and slam back into the groove. You can also use tiny delay throws or reverb tails on select hits, but be careful not to smear the rhythm. In this style, too much transition can kill the momentum. You want the drop to feel slingshotty, not paused. As the loop gets close, print it again. Consolidate the key sections. Edit the audio if needed. Nudge a few hits a little late for laid-back swing, or a touch early for urgency. Small timing moves can change the whole emotional feel. Then do the boring but essential checks. Listen at low volume, check mono, compare the drums alone versus drums plus bass, and make sure the snare still owns the backbeat. A premium DNB loop should sound strong even before you add all the fancy effects. It should already feel like it's moving forward without getting busier. That's the real target here. Not chaos for its own sake, but controlled motion. Not endless layering, but smart contrast. Keep one layer simple. Keep one layer unstable and let the groove evolve in phrases. If you want to level this up even further, try these ideas. Add a tiny room reverb to a ghost percussion layer and EQ out the low end on the return. Layer a very quiet rim or wood hit under ghost snares for more jungle edge. Automate a small cutoff change on the bass every 2 or 4 bars so it never feels static. Or try the kick omission trick, where one kick disappears every so often to create a momentary vacuum before the next hit lands harder. Another great move is to build two states of the same groove, a dry, punchy version and a more modulated, heat-warped version. Then move between them over the arrangement. That gives you energy contrast without needing a whole new drum pattern. So the lesson in one sentence is this: build a strong breakbeat backbone, then make it evolve with ghost notes, modulation, resampling, and tight bass phrasing. Keep the break recognizable. Use velocity and micro timing for groove. Control the low end so the bass can hit hard. Automate movement in phrases, not randomly. And once the pattern feels right, commit to audio and finish like you mean it. That's the Heatwave Breakbeat Blueprint. If you can make a two-bar loop feel alive, you can stretch it into a full DNB drop with real momentum.